Good morning, it's Mac, and it's Tuesday, the 4th of September, and this is a thank you boo. A little while ago I asked for some help. I asked for some advice and help on carrying out either interviews or just when an impromptu conversation came up. And so I very kindly got some good feedback from people like Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold, and of course Paul O'Mahony at the Money Blog, and Kat at Sassy Kat over there in the US of A. And I'm trying to remember if there was someone else. If there was someone else who helped me out in that and gave me some wee tips, I apologise if I haven't mentioned you. And I will delve back later on. And if I have missed you, I will apologise. So, yeah, great ideas. And what intrigued me, actually, was the variance of ideas and the variance of techniques that people were using. Of course, Bernie Goldbach has that, well, that's his, basically his profession in a way of recording, and he is greatly experienced in that way of interviewing, and he has to really study subject. And he also delves into the actual physics of recording, in other words, microphones and recording techniques, etc. And then we have Paul O'Mahony. Paul is, to me, the greatest impromptu interviewer, conversationalist ever. I don't think Paul prepares anything. If he does, it'll be probably 1% of his recordings. And, of course, Paul's technique, as he relayed to me, was entirely different from Bernie's, although they end up with great results. It's just the way they do it. And Kat, well, she has her own blog, her online blog, and she has an online show. Forgive me, Kat, I can't remember the name of it just now. But she does actually interview people, and she just gave me some tips on how she does it. So she's doing it from a different aspect altogether again. So here we have three people who are regularly and constantly in conversation with other people, and three different ways of targeting the individuals or the groups that they're going to interview. So it was really interesting, and I must thank you all for coming back and let me know on that. And I have taken it all to heart, and I have listened through both, or I have listened through all of the stuff at least twice through now, and scribbled down wee notes and things like that. So that's in my back pocket, as you say. So it's given me a wee bit of encouragement now to get out there and start to do a bit more stuff. It's just a matter of really remembering what you're doing. Yeah, I'm comfortable enough talking to people, absolutely. But what I'm not comfortable with is actually, you know, getting it right, as I think I remember Bernie Goldbach said, you have to know your subject. And I suppose that's true. I think he also said you have to actually be interested in what they're going to talk about, and I think that's a big one. That is a big one. But then again, you know, I would say that anything that I've attempted to do or anything I've planned to do is because I have a great interest in it. So even the impromptu ones, it's because I really am genuinely interested. So that's great. And there's lots of opportunities where I have missed out simply because of circumstances where I haven't thought to get the iPhone out and start recording and stopping people in their tracks and say, whoa, could you give me a minute? Just give me a minute, please, and then tell me. So I'm going to get there on that one. And so all good stuff, all good stuff. And I really do appreciate it. And I thank you all very, very much for your wee tips and your tricks off the trade, as they say. And I'll see where I can take this from here. So in case you thought I'd forgotten about you, I hadn't. I've just been, well, like everything else, we all get caught up in time. So thanks again to all of you.